We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school softball as Griswold Cam is coming down the home stretch of the regular season. We're talking with one of the key players for this team, for this Tiger team, Marissa Asklin, senior with us here on KSOM. Marissa, good to talk to you again. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I am fantastic, and just excited to see your team again. Coming up, we'll see them next week when you take on Fremont Mills. But mm-hmm. how do you feel about your team as it goes into, you know, a busy week here? You got West Monona on a Tuesday night, and then you got the Corner Conference tournament coming up. How are you feeling about how the team is playing?
Yeah, I feel really good, especially for tonight. It's like some competition we haven't seen yet this year, so I'm really excited for tonight, and then for the conference tournament, that's always exciting. So,
yeah, you have suffered a couple of losses here to Exira Audubon and to Ogden, Missouri Valley. But I would say, you know, I never want a team to go into the playoffs undefeated. What did you feel like you learned from some of those losses?
Definitely that, like, the little things matter, especially when we go up against, like, harder teams like that. Like, always making sure that we take care of our business, not worrying about other people. And, it's not a good thing to lose, obviously, but it's taught us a lot, so.
Sure. Yeah. And hopefully you'll be able to apply that as you go along here mm-hmm. towards the end of the season. What do you think is the biggest thing that you as a team have to work on here, you know, down these last couple of weeks before the playoffs does come?
Just keeping like a consistent energy. Like, we're doing really good, like, as a team as a whole right now, and just like keeping each other's attitudes up, just energy overall.
And so how have you felt at the plate? I mean, you're hitting .472 on the season. You got a couple of homers, 16 runs batted in, producing at the top of the lineup. You're second of the team in runs. Abby Gollenhorst and you are pretty right there neck and neck. How have you felt just hitting wise?
I feel really good. I'm seeing the ball pretty good right now, and I feel really confident like that I have girls behind me too. So that helps a lot.
Yeah, speak to that a little bit. I mean, what's that like just having that lineup and having, you know, good numbers up and down the lineup that you can always – there isn't the pressure there that you have to come through every single at-bat.
Mm-hmm. It feels really good. Like, I have confidence in every single girl on the team. They all produce really well for, like, our team, and it's a really good feeling to have. Like, if I don't get a hit, somebody else is going to get a hit after me, and if I'm on base, I'm gonna get home. So
yeah, and then this team is full of seniors, sophomores, there seem even some freshmen, eighth graders that are finding ways to get into the lineup. It seems like this team is just blended with different kinds of players up and down. What do you like most just about how this roster, how this team is structured?
There's a lot of talent on our team, so it's really nice to have that competition, not only in games, but in practice when we're like fighting for spots and stuff like that. It just keeps everyone on our toes and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. So what do you like best about softball? What attracted you the most to this sport?
I've just played it ever since I was a little girl. My dad's really into softball, so it's just kind of a family thing for us, and I don't know, I love the feeling that I get when I play.
Yeah. You have a big family, small family, brothers and sisters?
I just have one sister, one older sister.
An older sister? Okay.
Yeah.
Is she in college now?
Yeah, she plays softball at Simpson.
Oh, okay. What's her name?
McKenna Asklin.
Oh, okay. And she plays softball at Simpson. Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Do you get a chance to see her much and during the spring?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We went to Florida this year to go watch her play.
Yeah, they make spring break trips down there. What was that experience like just to be there with the whole family and watch your sis play down there?
Mm-hmm. It was a lot of fun. It's really cool to just be down there and also watch my sister. So.
And what are your plans here after you graduate?
I'm going to Iowa State for elementary education.
Okay, so you're not going to be playing softball in college.
No. Uh-uh.
Was that tempting for you to examine? Did you at least examine that option?
Yeah, definitely. It was either, my two options were Iowa State or Simpson to play softball there, but I just decided I kind of wanted to leave it in high school.
Okay. Did your sister try to recruit you?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay. Well, I mean, you probably played together at high school a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
What was that experience like, just getting to be on the same team with her?
I loved playing with my sister. She taught me a lot. Just like not only from softball, but from everything else too. I look up to her a lot. So.
Like, what did she teach you about?
She taught me just how to like stay, like not get in my head as much, because she struggles with the same things that I do, and just how to always keep a steady mind while I play.
How much are you similar to your sister, and maybe how much are you different, just in terms of your personalities?
There are like some areas that were alike, but like she's a lot more outgoing. She's talks a lot to different people, and I'm more of an introvert. So we're kind of different there.
Yeah. Yeah. What are some of your other interests outside of softball?
I love working with kids. That's like my biggest like passion. And yeah, and just like other sports, I love being involved in athletics. So,
how have you worked with kids?
I volunteered in my elementary school as a teacher's aide all throughout like high school. And that's kind of what made me want to be a teacher when I'm older. And I just loved it.
Okay. Like, what grades did you help at?
I did first kindergarten and preschool.
Oh my gosh, you went to the youngest. You weren't intimidated or scared or doing anything like that. How can you describe what, like, give me some examples of some of your experiences there working with the kids?
I really like, so in the first grade class, I like did independent reading with them and just sat there with them. So that was really fun to do. And then like in the preschool, it was more of just helping with like behavior stuff and things like that.
And you feel like, did they respond to you just because you were younger a little bit?
Yeah, kind of. And I was only in there for like an hour. So it was kind of like a fun thing for me to be in there and help.
Okay, cool. Well, I mean, you want to make it a career. That's awesome. Good for you. We need more teachers. As we turn back to the softball team, I mean, what are you most excited about here down the stretch for this team as you push towards the playoffs, which will happen, you know, pretty much after the 4th of July weekend?
Mm-hmm. I'm really excited for playoffs and to see what we can do in there, and just for everyone, like we've had a lot of girls on with their hitting, but we all kind of do it at like different nights type of thing, and I'm really excited for just something to click and we all like are on the same night. It'll be really good.
Yeah. Well, Marissa, really appreciate your time. Best of luck, certainly against West Monona, and best of luck here, and we will see you on the field soon. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
That's Marissa Asklund for Griswold Cam Softball. We will see the Tigers play against Fremont Mills on Tuesday, July 1st, with coverage on KSOM with a 7:30 start time for the first pitch. And she joins us here on KSOM.